producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Time is 7 after the hour. Yes, this is the Good Day Radio program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, R. McFadden Esquire, and you spilling your guts to us if you'd like. That's maybe not the most genteel way of putting it, but help yourself to 888-302-3684 if you have guts and you want to argue with us, you want to agree with us. Hip, hip, hooray for you. It's all about freedom of speech. We'll all drink to that. And then some. On the morning after the house party on Johnson Street, Jenna Folimi and several other 20-somethings were sprawled across beds and couches. A friend reached over and tried to wake Miss Folimi up. Unfortunately, she was cold.
Ma.
So the friend screamed, woke up others who were in the house. 20-year-old biochemistry major at Winona State University died of alcohol poisoning last month after she finished her last exam of the semester. The Associated Press.
For nothing.
Well, that's I guess that's one way of looking at it. But there are more and more of these drinking games going on college campuses, especially after.
It was like
after
those kids that died from drinking ethanol. Remember ethanol
about a month or two ago? It's after the exams, and they want to have a weekend to let it all hang out, let off some steam or whatever it is. But what motivates people? Is it just inexperience? Is it youth? What is it? There were 83 college-age victims last year of this sort of malfeasance. Yeah.
See, they'd be much better off smoking pot. I mean, you can just smoke a certain amount of pot, and then you fall asleep. And you're not going to die from it.
Uh-huh. Let's hear it for pot.
Roberta.
Seriously. I mean, if you're going to look at the two side by side, okay, the kids are going to do something. What is the safer thing for them to do? What won't they die from?
Right, what do you know about your children? Meanwhile, if you talk to the emergency rooms in Colorado, they say pot-related admittances into the emergency room have jumped like 100%.
Right, so how is that possible? Well, I guess if you're eating it, if you're doing consumables, it's possible. Yeah, you could eat too much of it. If you're smoking, you can just smoke a certain amount. I mean, then
emergency rooms visits double for marijuana using Colorado visitors.
Yeah. What do you say or talk about with Victoria in terms of drinking or smoking? She's a clean-cut kid, but I'm wondering, she didn't get that because she was getting influenced by you because you're anything but. Any of that stuff.
No, but you don't do anything in front of your kids. Well, as far as alcohol is concerned, you know, I grew up in a bar. I was bartending at 14.
Sounds like the beginning of a joke, doesn't it?
I was bartending at 14 for private parties. And guess what? I don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
I drink very little. I'll have a glass of wine two times a week, maybe. And I won't even finish it. No, I never really drank.
Really?
No.
Huh.
Rarely.
I've never seen you. Well, now that I think about it,
and
I have been a lot of places together. I never remember seeing you under the influence of alcohol.
Yeah,
never.
You were the drunk one when you guys would hang out, right?
Oh yeah, that was me.
Well, that time we did that remote with the guy with the craft beers. Remember that? I think it was in Maine. Was it in Maine?
It was somewhere north.
We were sampling it, and Doug got totally.
Well, this was at 7 o'clock in the morning.
He's such a lightweight,
I can't take alcohol anyway.
So I'm a craft beer and he's out.
Good night. See you all later. Yeah.
But, you know, as a result, I don't drink. And Victoria, too, you know, we've always had wine at Sunday dinner. And it's an Italian thing, you know, that alcohol is introduced as part of a meal, as part of the family. We have wine, you know, and even when I was a little kid at 3 years old, I would have a little tiny glass and they would put like, a quarter inch of wine and the rest of it was water to be part of the family. That's how it's introduced. Does she smoke pot? Yeah, I think she does. She tells me.
Well, yeah. So you think or you know.
But what I said to her, I said, look, you know, your brain is still developing. You know, let it develop before you start destroying brain cells.
Yeah.
With anything, be it alcohol, be it pot, be anything.
I'm disappointed. I thought she was that good that she wouldn't do that. I'm disappointed.
Oh, come on. What, do you live in the real world, Doug?
Well, the real world is her mother smokes pot, so why not?
I never smoked pot in front of her. Ever.
So some of these people that go to the emergency rooms in Colorado are admitted because they have severe cases of paranoia and anxiety.
Right.
But it's not marijuana poisoning the way it would be from alcohol poisoning. It's not going to
rest
kill
are
you.
Car crashes.
Well,
and accidents like that.
Well, again, so it's not because they're smoking pot. It's because they're doing things that are irresponsible, just as if they were drinking and driving. Same thing. Right?
Right.
It's not what they're doing. It's what they're doing when they do it.
Oh, man.
That's the difference.
Help yourself. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. In a moment, there's a nice story about this cheerleader who asked the autistic boy to the prom. What a sweet story that is. 13 and change after the hour. Almost as sweet as finding out who's smoking marijuana. Our gang here. I'm trying to imagine. Actually, I can sort of. I've never seen any of you do anything. Richie's had a beer. I can't even begin. Jennifer, I've been with you when you've had a glass of wine. I can't remember. I can't begin to imagine what any of the three of you, would look like smoking pot. I can't. It just doesn't.
Why?
Compute with me. I don't know.
Well, I don't like smoking it much anymore because it's bad for your lungs and it
terrible,
makes you cough. I mean, I'd rather do edibles.
Yeah. What, eat?
Marijuana. I'm also boring next to Roberta. do snibble on a cookie a little bit if you kind of want to, you know, relax.
So, Richie, I don't ever remember seeing you actually out of control. I mean, I've seen you when you were
a total moron in my younger days.
Yeah, I know that, but I didn't know you until, what, 19 years ago, and you were in your early 30s then.
Once I hit my mid-20s and I grew up, I finally went, that's what a dummy I've been doing.
You were a dummy as a kid.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Did your father ever smack you around and try to smarten you up?
No, the police did, though, so that's all he did.
When you
wake up a couple of times and you go, how did I get home?
Mm-hmm. So
bad. Time to sober up and stay that way.
Yeah, and Jennifer, I know, and Roberta, I know you've been there. Uh-huh. And
I've never been sure.
I didn't remember.
I don't want to hear that about Jennifer.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had a couple of nights where I was not proud of myself. Yeah, I try not to do that anymore.
When did that happen? Pick you up. Because
in my 20s.
You got pulled over?
I knew you then, though.
It's like,
for drinking and driving, I think it should be automatically your car is confiscated and not given back to you. Zero tolerance policy for any type of, you know, under the influence in driving. Yeah. That's what it is. Zero tolerance.
It teaches you.
When you think about how many people are actually under the influence of something, because we overprescribe medication, my gosh, I don't know that I'd ever get in a car again. You have to be stone cold sober to know what's driving next.
I think about some of the roads where I spend time in the Midwest, these two-lane roads where the truckers are coming at you at 65 miles an hour, and you're on the other side.
65? Try 80.
Well, whatever it is. I mean, I certainly have gone down at 224 on my way to Tiffin when it was late at night when I was coming out of the airport, and I had to be there to get a little sleep before I went on the air. I was doing 85, 90, and the speed limit was 50, 55. But I make sure I'd slow way down when somebody was coming at me the other way.
I mean, you just think about, okay, so people, but they say, what is it, like 1 in 4 people after 5 o'clock on Friday have alcohol in their systems in their car, right? Whether or not they're legally drunk or not, they're drinking. Then you have the big epidemic of marijuana where everybody smokes pot now. Then you have all the prescription drugs that people are on. It, I mean, it's scary. It's a wonder people aren't wrecking their cars
more
often.
It's funny you mention that because the scariest time for me on the road is coming in here early in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh,
knowing that the people
really
that have been out all night.
Oh, I've been out all night. Home. And they're tired on top of it.
And they're tired. And,
so they're under the
influence. Well, that's a 4-lane highway. Are you talking about when you leave your house before you get on the 60?
On 66, yeah, I'm not worried there. But on 50 and some of the smaller roads getting there.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. 224, 18, 56, right. Some of those roads in Ohio, all across the Midwest, man.
It's scary to think about what's on the road when you're out there. Mm-hmm. And that, from anywhere from 2 to 4, 5 in the morning is a dangerous mm-hmm. time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we sobered everybody up now. Yeah. Thank you very much. Here's the story of this wrinkle treatment that is made from stem cell technology. They actually use apples. And I don't mean this to be facetious. Stem cell. They take the stem of an apple and put it through. That wasn't the original intention of calling it stem cell therapy. They take the stem of an apple, and they've used that to develop. They broke down all of the things that were in the core of the apple to find something.
Does the core apple? Yes, the core apple.
I don't even know why that was funny, but it just sort of was.
That's the honeymooners, people!
Did you see that
thing? Oh, step of the future.
All right, here we go. I've lost the wheels are off now anyway. The hell with the commercial. How many people have seen the honeymooners skit with Donald Trump?
It's hit about 9
million views now.
Very
have you seen
funny.
It really is pretty
It
funny.
Was really cool. It was funny.
It's basically they put Donald Trump's face on Ralph Cramden's head.
No.
Who's a skinny guy?
Norton.
On Norton's head, and he's sitting there at the table talking and just running his mouth. I'm going to make everything great. I'm going to make America great. You're going to be so great. You're going to be so proud of America. And the whole while, Ralph Cramden is just steaming and can't take it. Mm-hmm. And then finally, he just bops
Pretty
him.
Funny. All right, I'm not doing that commercial. It's 18 past the hour. Hello, it's the Good Day Program.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Right now, Guitar Center is making it easier than ever for you to make music. For a limited time, save 15% on qualifying purchases or get 24 months promotional financing on purchases of $499 or more when you use your gear card. Save 15% on brand name gear from Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, Pioneer, Yamaha, Casio, DW, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. Or get 24 months promotional financing. Now through Sunday with the Guitar Center gear card. There's never been a better time for you to make music. Promotional financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or guitarcenter.com for details.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples' tech services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
What do we have here? My goodness gracious. 21 after the hour now on Good Day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What'd you give it up for?
Because I'm trying to get rid of the carbs and the sugar again. Because I got my winter roll and I want to ditch it. All right, so let's see what we can do for chocolate lovers. Turkey, considered by many to be the best place in the world to find the highest quality pistachios.
Mm. Brian, do you guys like pistachios?
I love pistachios.
Pistachios are cool.
Yeah.
All right, so Brian discovers an exciting offering that's coming from Nestle, bringing this region's unique flavor to our country, transporting chocolate lovers into a brand new experience.
It's a taste that has an 80-year-old history, and now chocolate lovers in the U.S. can discover it just in time for World Pistachio Day on February 26th. Shelley Lafino, brand manager for DeMoc at Nestle USA.
Nestle's proud to share this hallmark brand from our international portfolio. DeMoc offers a unique combination of crunchy pistachios and silky smooth chocolate, a bold and exotic pairing. It's a one-of-a-kind taste that must be sampled to truly appreciate.
DeMoc is Turkish for great taste, alluding to the country's centuries-old history in pistachios. To honor this tradition, DeMoc is working towards making a positive impact on the lives and livelihoods of the farmers who grow their premium pistachios. Lafino says Nestle DeMoc has committed over $1 million to fund training in the most efficient agricultural techniques to not only improve and increase harvests, but also to improve the welfare of the farmers in the Gaziantep growing region. For more, go to NestleDeMoc.com. That's Lifestyles from Nestle.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. Mm. And they're only $2.99. Bacon,
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese.
Mm.
Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only
$2.99. Only 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
All right, let's change our focus a bit. A lot of conversation about Bernie Sanders and his proposal to give everybody... Now, I've been listening more carefully lately, Roberta. He's been saying those who are qualified. It hasn't just been college for everyone free, but those who are qualified. So he's modified somewhat what he's been talking about as a lot of people focus on what to do, choosing to either go to college or to forego a college education and get right into the workforce. So here's some information you can have that basically focuses on the kind of career advancement that can be everlasting, and focus also on what your future earning potential is if you don't go to college.
What does it take to get ahead? Most career analysts and experts agree a bachelor's degree is the hot ticket to success. Dr. Elena Masters, Dean of Faculty at University of Phoenix College of Humanities and Sciences, says with that degree comes some primary benefits.
It helps you get the job. An employer is often more likely to choose a candidate with a college degree. That means unemployment is lower for college grads, and workers with a bachelor's degree secure higher starting salaries and see increases throughout their careers.
Dr. Masters says employers often view workers with a degree as more valuable or more skilled.
Graduates often have an advantage when it comes to adapting to a changing workforce. They're able to use their critical and creative thinking skills in any career, regardless of their major. That's why flexible online offerings from schools like University of Phoenix can make earning a degree possible for anyone. There are a number of undergraduate degrees students can pursue on their own time.
For more, go to phoenix.edu. That's Newsbreak from University of Phoenix. I'm Brian Osuch.
All right, 28 past the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. So the story from Los Angeles today about State Senator Yee. His name is Leland Yee.
Yep.
Yay for Mr. Yee.
Yay for Yee.
Yay for Yee. So he was getting out of the State Senate, and he was running for mayor in San Francisco, didn't do so well there.
He still got 300,000 votes, even though he'd been arrested, just because people knew his name.
All right, so what's the trouble here? What did he do?
Well, he was caught in an FBI sting that had him promising votes and guns to an undercover agent who was funneling him contributions. It gets worse. It turns out he was actually not only selling guns, but rockets to some Filipino Islamic terrorists. The best part of the story, though, is after he gets caught, he goes in front of the judge. He only gets 5 years for this, which I think is not very much at all. And he stands in front of the judge and says, "You know, Your Honor, I've already been through enough. This was very embarrassing with me. I hope that you'll look at my entire life, not just the crimes I committed, because this was so embarrassing that I think I've already served my time."
And the judge said?
5 years, dude. I mean, give me a break. You get away with murder for 5 years. Ugh, jeez.
Remember that song, Richie, from the Moldy, Oldy, Goody, Goldy, Rusty, Rack of Wrinkled Records? It was Mr. Yee, the Japanese version of Mr. Lee.
Yeah.
Nobody remembers that but me.
I remember Mr. Lee.
Yeah. Right,
or, cool.
Well,
yeah.
Being around your father, you would.
Mr. Yee.
All right, 29 past the
hour. Stand by me.
Here we go. One, two, three. Look at Mr. Yee. Three, four, five. Mr. Yee is alive. Mr. Yee. Roberta right now is reaching for her marijuana-laced brownies.
I don't usually partake, but pass them over, Roberta.
Pass the hour on Good Day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
After the hour, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program with Doug and my friends Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Richie McFadden. The story of this cheerleader, what a very sweet story. Some of her friends, even though she said she was going to do it, tried to talk her out of doing it. Her parents were proud. The lady's name is Mikal Botsok. She was a cheerleader Park Vista High School. She's gone to a couple of proms. Boynton Beach, Florida is where she lives. 17 years old. I wanted this boy to have the same feeling. I'd been to the proms, and it was a good experience. So this young lady walked into a special ed classroom and went to her friend Jonathan, who is on the autism program there, and presented him with a promposal. Inside a box, a big cookie spelled out, "Will you go to the prom with me?" In the video that was posted, we got a story at DougSteffen.com with with a picture of this young lady bringing the cake into the room. Jonathan, whose last name isn't important, can be seen screaming, jumping for joy. So does that mean, yes, Miss Bartzok said it was like seeing something in the movies, said the speech pathologist teacher, cheerleading coach who was in the room at the time.
I'm actually wheezing.
What? Is it me?
Yes.
Wow, what am I doing? I'm not doing anything.
What are you typing?
What are you doing to that keyboard? What did they ever do to you?
I'm telling this sweet, sensitive story about this wonderful high school kid asking the kid with autism, and you're paying no attention to what's over. You're sending somebody an email.
I can do two things at once.
Really?
I'm multitasking.
Don't
you miss me when I'm not here?
Why is it that I put up with this stuff? Oh, man.
Because you love me.
What did that keyboard ever do to you tonight?
Well, she was a bad example. As I was before we went on the air, I had to send a quick note to Bob. And so it was a bad lead in. And so she just takes it to the nth degree, as usual. Anyway,
you're my teacher and hero, Doug.
That doesn't make it any better.
What is that?
That's such favorite sound, my spoon against my
All right, so do I have to. Maybe it's
keep
time.
Going, keep going, keep
no,
going.
No, I have to, after that I get
to
take a break.
It's a good story.
I think that was the story. I think I got the gist of it out before Roberta distracted me pounding away on her keyboard there. That's the kind of stuff. Don't you want to see more of that? Don't you want to see people who are selfless? We've seemed to, at least in a lot of circles, taught our children to be so selfish.
I love the media talking about this because there's so many negative stories out there. This is what we should be focusing on.
Well, certainly in large part because there are so many of these good stories around. It just makes...
Seriously?
She's still at it.
Still doing it.
She is. She's trying to be soft.
What?
More quiet about it.
It's on my lap. How can you possibly hear that?
Well, I'm good. I've survived. I think
as I've told many people, your lap
microphone
is very noisy.
Yeah.
Only if I eat beans.
Oh my God! All right, Richie.
Yeah, reset.
Yeah, time for a reset. You're
just
right
30
it.
Seconds. There we go.
Right now, Guitar Center is making it easier than ever for you to make music. For a limited time, save 15% on qualifying purchases, or get 24 months promotional financing on purchases of $499 or more when you use your gear card. Save 15% on brand name gear from Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, Pioneer, Yamaha, Casio, DW, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. Or get 24 months promotional financing. Now through Sunday with the Guitar Center gear card. There's never been a better time for you to make music. Promotional financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or guitarcenter.com for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Cell phones, tablets, and PCs are practically lifelines, especially if you use them for business. Tech expert Russ Frushtick is here with some tips on how small businesses and the rest of us can prevent tech troubles and get quick repairs.
Don't skimp on cases or storage devices that protect phones, tablets, and computers, and consider insurance for repairs or replacement. Keep your software up to date and back up data either in the cloud or on actual hard drives.
What if the devices get damaged or just stop working right?
Glitchy cell phones, tablets, and computers can really hit the bottom line. The new Next Day Guarantee from Staples Tech Services keeps small businesses running smoothly with tech services delivered fast, done right, guaranteed. That means PCs brought into Staples stores by noon will be serviced by 5 p.m. the next day, or the repairs are free. Some exclusions apply. Staples Tech Services also offer mobile phone and tablet repair in select Staples stores, including cracked screens, poor batteries, broken home buttons, and more.
For more information, visit staples.com/tech services.
two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-529-3894. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-529-3894. 800-529-3894. That's 800-529-3894.
All right, it's, where are we at? 42 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Those of you who live in Arizona or want to live in Arizona, I used to have property in Arizona, spent a lot of time there. Here's some food for thought for the lady on the program who does just, not just cooking, what's cooking? Jennifer Horn. If you wanted to host a potluck dinner in Arizona, is it against the law or not? Yes or no? Against the law?
It's a potluck dinner?
Potluck dinner.
It should not be against the law.
It should not be,
well,
but is it?
Unless you're doing edibles.
Not right. That kind of pot, Roberta.
Yeah.
You bring a casserole.
Why did I not even think about that? I should have thought about that with her being there. The anti-potluck legal situation started a few years ago. The state passed a law, Arizona passed a law, that subjected all served food to safety regulations and health department inspections. Mm. The lawmakers exempted potlucks and other non-commercial social events if they occurred at the workplace, but they didn't add in schools, churches, or homes. As a result, a potluck host could be fined or arrested if somebody complained, according to local news in Phoenix. The loophole has gone unnoticed for most of the, you know, the years since the thing was passed. But then, in Apache Junction this past weekend, somebody decided to complain. A resident of a mobile home park who was aware of the state statute complained to authorities about potluck dinners being held in his neighborhood. So Pinal County, which is just north of Tucson, by the way, they had the people that were there were having a potluck dinner. Sheriff's deputy showed up and shut it down. So
what a waste.
I mean, can you... Is this so just,
stupid.
It isn't in the law, and instead of turning their head, they went and they fined the people that were having the potluck dinner, shut it down, took all the food, and destroyed it. Remember a couple, 3 or 4 years ago...
Yeah, what was that
We
story?
Went off on a tangent. It was a milk...
There was a farm party, wasn't it?
Yes. Well, it was a farm party, and the runners, the people that operated the farm, were having
a dinner
for all of their workers and people who supported the farm over the years, and they served them raw milk. And because it was against the state statute, this was New York State, to serve raw milk, somebody called it in or somehow or other they knew that raw milk was going to be served.
Oh, goodness.
It's okay for you to, the raw milk could be sold and taken home, but it couldn't be served to people, even a group of friends couldn't
want to eat it.
Have milk on the premises because it wasn't taken home. It was consumed on the premises where it was milked, where it was provided, produced. And this is the kind of stuff, this is why people hate the government. And there's so much more of this every day. You can find some other stupid, asinine example of this sort of thing happening. And so now the state of Arizona is going to fix the loophole, so that means that people... But the state says, well, how do we know people won't get sick when they go to a potluck supper? Don't you want to scream when you hear stuff like that? I remember as a kid, we had a schoolhouse down the street from me. We, every Saturday night, had a group of neighbors that would go, and 40 or 50 people would bring different things, and we'd have a potluck supper. And if I lived in Arizona and did that, I could be arrested. This is how crazy, this is why we need a complete wholesale change in what's going on in this country politically and governmentally. A complete wholesale change, or the America we grew up in, the America we love, the America we had, it's gone. Completely gone, and will become just like every other half-baked state that has nothing going for it, nothing special, nothing unique, nothing good. I would like to, as a matter of fact, have a chance to ask all of these people who are running for president or Congress questions that have to do with the food you eat. There's the food justice movement. You know what that is. The food justice movement is the locavores want to be able to get what they want food-wise. And because this dark thing is before the Senate this week, more attention on food issues. But I don't hear anybody, any news reporters asking any questions of these people. If we are able to get candidates on for whatever office, I want to know what they are in favor of when it comes to labeling, for example. Even know about it. What do you know about organic fruits and vegetables? What do you know about the locavore movement? What do you know about the way the U.S. Department of Agriculture works and who's in there running it? Those sorts of things. And what are we doing to keep the American family farm in operation? Because the average farmer in America is 58 years old. The worst paying jobs in America are jobs that provide us with our food. Did you know that? The most important thing in our lives is what we eat. And the 7 out of 10 worst paying jobs are in the food system. So what do you do about fixing that? The SNAP program, the safety net that supposedly helps families who can't afford healthy food, is completely violated, completely overrun with people who are misusing the system. We were talking about that, I think, yesterday or the day before. So all these people who in our country or elsewhere around the world who are getting food that is not good for them. What are you doing by that? What as a politician are you doing? Do you even know what the issues are? How do you eat? I'd want to know what a typical evening meal is for any of these candidates. What do you think Donald Trump has for dinner? Or what do you think Marco Rubio
Lobster.
Has for dinner? What do you
Filet
think?
Filet mignon.
Yeah, okay.
Caviar appetizer.
That'd be an interesting question.
Yeah,
he's got a private chef. He can have whatever we want.
The closest.
Okay, so that's
Trump admitted he likes fast food a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He and Anderson Cooper eat at Kentucky Fried Chicken, apparently.
Yeah, right. So that stuff. But I mean, don't you want to have answers to those kind of questions? I sure as heck do.
Be interesting.
Yeah, I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. I just think that we are not asking the right questions, frankly, of the people that are running for office, and we need to be doing a better job of asking those questions. So, Roberta, what one question would you ask any of the candidates if you could ask, if you could get to them? One question only. What would you ask?
Oh, boy, that's a loaded question.
Really, duh.
Wow. Wow.
You can't come up with one off the top of your head, Richard?
No, I'm
what do you
top
ask?
Of my
one
head.
Question you get to ask. What do you ask?
What are you going to do with my taxes?
No, that's too simple. Well, that's everybody.
That's the important one to me.
No, if you could invite one person for dinner, living or dead, who would it be?
Oh, that's a good question.
My
Jennifer,
question is,
what's
how
your
would part? You improve small business in this country?
Thank you. 49 past the hour here on Good Day.
The practice of treating seed dates back to an accident long ago. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in a tractor, look no further than Kubota. Visit Kubota.com today.
When it's time to get moving on your to-do list, Kubota's RTVX 1140 utility vehicle is ready. With Kubota's smart engineering, the RTVX 1140's unique K-vertical design allows you to change quickly from hauling cargo in the hydraulic dumping bed to carrying friends and family with a second row of seating. The RTVX 1140 is power, versatility, and a smooth ride in one sleek package. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing going on now. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
Listening recently to a 1940 episode of a radio show called The Cavalcade of America, I caught a segment I thought you might find interesting. The show reenacted moments in American history and was sponsored by DuPont, which always had a little promotional message in each program. That's where I heard this.
About the year 1670, a sailing vessel loaded with wheat was wrecked near Bristol, England. Farmers living along the coast salvaged some of the grain from the wreck. But since the seawater had spoiled it for flour, they planted it for seed. They noticed that the wheat grown from this seed was fairly free from disease, while crops grown from ordinary seed were not nearly as healthy. The news spread, and for about 100 years, it was common practice to treat seed with salt water.
By 1940, DuPont and other chemical companies had come up with quite a few improvements in seed treatment techniques.
And all this means greater success for the farmer, a mighty important citizen in this America of ours, and better, cheaper food for your dinner table. That's what happens when chemists go to work.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Going to take apart some more, dissect a little more info on the Apple versus the FBI case, including what Tim Cook, who's the CEO of Apple, is claiming, and what has been claimed about Bill Gates. He'll be heard. Did he or didn't he say he supported the Federal Bureau of Investigation? We will find out that and other important items on Tech Talk in just a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples' tech services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Right now. Guitar Center is making it easier than ever for you to make music. For a limited time, save 15% on qualifying purchases or get 24 months promotional financing on purchases of $499 or more when you use your gear card. Save 15% on brand new gear from Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, Pioneer, Yamaha, Casio, DW, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. Or get 24 months promotional financing now through Sunday with the Guitar Center gear card. There's never been a better time for you to make music. Promotional financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or guitarcenter.com for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
It does. All right, like 56 past the hour now. Apple and the FBI. Are you wondering what the story is here? Apple CEO Tim Cook says the FBI wants him to develop the software equivalent of cancer to unlock the shooter's iPhone from San Bernardino. Cancer, it would, if you put it in there, it would destroy the systems. And there's a lot of credibility. A lot of people who are in that business are agreeing with him. And one of them is Bill Gates, who weighed in on the issue. He says the reports in the news media he's on the side of the FBI are false.
I was disappointed because that doesn't state my view on this. I do believe that with the right safeguards, there are cases where the government, on our behalf, like stopping terrorism, which could get worse in the future, that is valuable. But striking that balance, clearly the government's taken information historically and used it in ways that we didn't expect, going all the way back, say, to the FBI under J. Edgar Hoover. So I'm hoping now we can have the discussion. I do believe there are sets of safeguards where the government shouldn't have to be completely blind.
Right.
I'm glad we're hearing from these guys. That's what I was going to say before he so rudely interrupted me.
Right.
Because I want to know other people that are techie, what they think about this.
Yeah.
Because 40% of the country supports Apple. I kind of waffle back and forth every single day because you hear a lot of misinformation.
I think that's a bunkum, too. I think the more I see about it, maybe it's because this is something that I'm strongly involved in. I believe that Apple is right and that they...
Well, I agree from a privacy standpoint, yes, 100%. Yeah. But what you hear coming out is that Apple has developed this kind of stuff for the FBI
before.
70 times before,
uh-huh.
And that with each new operating system, it doesn't matter what they do because it's obsolete. So if Apple's going to upgrade their operating system, which they will this year, why does it even matter so much? Those are the kind of things I have questions about.
Interesting also that the operators of Facebook and Twitter have been threatened by Daesh.
Yeah, ISIS is on the warpath.
Mm-hmm. Right. Video out yesterday shows images of Zuckerberg and Dorsey riddled with bullets. And a 25-minute clip posted online makes direct threats to Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey, claiming that Daesh controls more than 10,000 Facebook accounts, 50,000 Twitter profiles, and 150 Facebook groups. I don't know whether they ought to be worried or not, but it's just more of the same kind of baloney. Quickly, MasterCard rolling out a selfie pay technology for this summertime so you can authorize online transactions with headshots. Users can install a special MasterCard identity check, take an initial ID photo, which will be used to create a digitalized map of their faces stored on MasterCard servers. Why do I think this thing is ripe for somebody really taking it? I mean, let's say somebody steals your cell phone, your iPhone. Wait. All right, 59.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's
taste powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.